This episode, storm preparedness. Well, here in Atlanta, we had a line of storms move through the area. And I have to tell you what, I was actually out of town, but I received an email that said, please come home. So we wanted to have a discussion about storm preparedness and about how valuable, as a handyman, how valuable you can be in a time of crisis, because we have a skill set that is unique by most standards, as we can do a lot of different things. And so we wanted to have a discussion about that. Welcome to the Handyman Pros Radio Show, home improvement and maintenance tips from the pros. Thanks for listening to another edition of the Handyman Pros Radio Show, where our goal is to help save you time, money, and aggravation on your home maintenance and repair. This edition is entitled Storm Preparedness. And to help me describe this stormy situation, I have my old buddy John. They call him Stormin' John.
Stormin' Norman. And by the way, folks, don't forget to watch us on YouTube.
The old YouTube thing. We do have a YouTube channel. It's Handyman Pros Radio Show is our channel. You can find it on YouTube. You get to see our faces for radio, as we like to say. We do put up some pictures every once in a while. We do describe some of the things that we're doing. So it's a little bit different, but you'll also get to see facial expressions and things that, you know, you'll kind of get to see like what both Johnny and I think by watching our facial expressions when Johnny asks certain things or says certain things about metal detectors on Miami Beach and things like that. Anyway, besides that, all right, back onto the task.
Hey, man, you know what? Johnny, there's something to be said about that. Maybe I could go down there and find a ring in the sand, or, you know.
Stick to the rings in the toilet. That's all to say. Right, yeah, right. Got it. Anyway. All right, Johnny, like I said in the intro, we had a line of storms, and I wanted to ask you a question. What did it look like at your house and in your neighborhood? Because then I want to tell my story.
Yeah, so it was a mess. It looked like a bomb went off, I didn't hear any reports of any tornadoes. So, you know, with these strong cells that kind of go through every once in a while, you know, no matter where you live, you know, you get a lot of straight line winds and downbursts and things that can really rip things up like a tornado. And it's really weird. It just, it kind of picks its spot. Right. And, it blew everything apart. Like some, you know, just it, on one side of the street, it was all completely trashed. On the other side of the street, it wasn't.
Yeah. And my wife called me and sent me an email. Actually, it was at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I, for whatever reason, I woke up early, like 4:30. And I was actually about 2.5 hours away. And I jumped in the truck and headed home, because she's like, it's bad. And I was like, she doesn't say things like that. It's just really that simple. I got home. My house was fine. I mean, we were in, yeah, we had like one branch down, but not even 100 yards, just up and over the hill, which we live on a little bit of a crest.
I can probably bring that up here.
John might post some pictures on the YouTube channel, but it was, I mean, when I say unbelievable, and folks, the people that know me know I use the word unbelievable a lot, and it has two meanings. It can be both good or bad. This was on the bad side. It looked like a nuclear bomb went off. I mean, it looked like, these pictures really probably don't do it justice. Two homes were cut in half by trees. There were trees through roofs, and I mean, a friend of mine had a tree sticking in her living room. When I'm talking about a tree, I'm not talking about a small thing. I'm talking about an 18-inch diameter tree.
One of the pictures I got up here, Larry, is the one with the, I mean, the telephone poles are snapped and the transformers are laying on the ground here.
The telephone poles, of course, power was out everywhere. And then there's this picture that John just put up on the YouTube channel. And this is a friend of mine's house. He's one of my neighbors, but I've known poor Mike for a long time. And Mike was actually on the toilet. No, he was not. But I would swear to God, if you look at this picture, there's a toilet right there. And if you were sitting on the toilet, it would have been quite the scary, probably scare the shit out of you, honestly.
Yeah, that bathroom got sheared right there.
Right. Jeez. Off. And that actually was, there was a whole garage underneath that. So it basically destroyed the whole garage. In that picture, if you look at it, underneath that brush, there is a truck. and his truck got crushed. And I mean crushed by the trees. And this tree just got blown over. It actually didn't break, but the root ball was probably 12 feet tall when it blew this thing over. And then there was another house that I don't think we have a picture of it, but down the way that the tree landed right through living room. And I mean, right through the, and that's here, the truck.
That's There's the truck. Truck is underneath this. They were big poplars that went over. And if you can uproot a hardwood, that's some force.
Yes, it was tremendous force. At one of our rental homes that is about a half a mile from this location where these are, there was a tulip poplar tree, and one of the branches that was about 14 inches in diameter was broken off the tree, but it was 60 feet in the air where it broke, and it came down, and by the grace of God, or whatever you want to call it, all it did, it scuffed my gutter off the home, and it did crush the air conditioning unit. But as far as I'm concerned, that was a win, because it was between two homes that weren't 15 feet apart. And if it had been 3 feet farther to one side, it would have crushed the corner of the home, and that probably would have destroyed most of the home. And actually, the tenant was home at the time. So it was like, I feel blessed. Took me a long time to cut up that brush, but it was out of there, and I think we're not yet done getting the air conditioning repaired, but it is what it is. But the point of this show actually is, as a handyman, one of the things we want to discuss, and this is whether you're a professional handyman or a regular handyman, is just a bit of the things that really helped me that were preparedness items that I don't necessarily do these things on purpose for storm preparedness, but I just do it because I like to take care of my tools. And I do some things that were really, really helpful for doing this. And what we're going to talk about, we've talked about this, but we're going to just mention it again. The first thing was, all of my batteries for my cordless tools were charged up. And when you have no power, it's really nice to be able to access a power tool. And of course, one of the tools that I used in helping to clean up some of the storm damage was my reciprocating saw, because I have pruning blades that go on my reciprocating saw. So lots of times when I'm just cutting up small branches and trees around the house, I don't use a chainsaw because it's gas and it's a pain in the neck and stuff. So I whip out the reciprocating saw, I slap on a battery, and I slap on a 9 or 12 inch pruning blade, and I go to town, right? And it's amazing how well they cut. Really fast. So if you don't know what a pruning blade is, they're really sharp, jagged teeth, you know, like
if you go to a big box store, you'll see them.
Yeah. You'll see them. On internet too, you know, on the internet too. So,
and what Larry's talking about is, you know, what brought this up, the show here is because if you ever have an emergency, a tree goes down and you had an emergency where you have to get out of your house, let's say that you have to drive somebody to the hospital or something, and a tree goes across, you better hope that you've got, you know, your chainsaw is working. If you live around trees, it's just a fact of life. And it's a life or death situation if you can't get some of this stuff moved.
Yeah, our very, very first goal for all of the things, when I walked up over, and I literally walked up over the hill, first off, you couldn't get down. I came down our street. There was a widowmaker that was about 100 feet tall that had actually fallen across the road and dragged the power line over. And the power was dead. We knew that. But I will tell you, it was tough for me to get the truck under there, just to get my truck underneath this wire. And it dragged, the wire dragged down the roof of my truck coming in.
Oh, man, I tell you, that's dangerous. So, you know, even if you think the power's, that's a lot of
it was, the power was out coming all the way, not all the way, but a good mile out from the house. So I knew it was dead. I knew the power. And it wasn't, and actually come to find out, it wasn't power. That was the cable wire anyway. I think it was Comcast. Anyway, doesn't matter what it was. It's not the actual power line. But it was a wire down. And so, you know, I get in there and that was the only thing that was on the road. There were a few trees that had fallen on the road that somebody had cleared off by the time I got there. But when I got in, our first goal was to clear the roads. And it was myself. I started running the saw, and honestly, the neighbors came out in force, and thank God they did, because you know, there was so much brush that just getting the roads cleared was the first thing. And we cleared driveways and roads, and I just walked up and with the saw and started cutting and dragging stuff off to the sides of the road. And then we got out, about 10 people started following me, and we just started cutting. I mean, we were just cutting. And one of the, so back to the preparedness part of it, I also had plenty of gasoline and mixed gasoline for my chainsaw, right? So I had that. My chainsaw blade was also sharp, and I had extra bar oil. So I was in pretty good shape for this. Now, I normally have this stuff anyway, but that's me.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, as being out there in the world, that these are not bad things to have, you know, a stock of, and make sure your chainsaw runs every once in a while if you don't use it that much.
And that's and that's key right there. I was just going to say that, you know, I don't know if I think I mentioned this a couple years ago on the show, is that I had just rebuilt my chainsaw. I had to rebuild the carburetor on it.
Yep.
To put some new hoses because of the ethanol and all that stuff.
Yep.
And it just ruined the whole thing. Anyways, I had redone that thing. I pulled, you know, I started up, ran like a champ. Then I put it away. Didn't think about it. Once you know, 2 days later, a storm comes through, a tree goes over on the driveway.
Yep.
And that was the only way that I could get that tree off.
Yep. Yep. And you know, and it's just that simple, right, John? And it doesn't have to necessarily be a huge tree that can go down. And this kind of thing can happen at you know, pretty much at any time. But even a good thunderstorm can do that kind of damage. And so, you know, it's not a bad idea to have this stuff if you have it and you know how to use it too. I will say one of the things is I've been cutting trees for a long time, you know, in my life, and there's some tips and techniques about not letting the blade bind and things like that, and how you cut and what you cut first and so forth and so on. And I don't want to get into a long discourse on that, but just remember that you might be the only way out for a lot of people. And in my case, I was the only one. There was one other chainsaw in the neighborhood that, with somebody that knew how to use it. And so we were working in tandem. He was coming one way, I was coming the other way. And finally, then the power company showed up, and of course they had, you know, more resources than we had. But still, you know, by the time we got down, you know, we were getting people. They and the power companies, they really weren't concerned with getting people out. You know, so driveways were covered with logs, and the houses were fine. You know, it's not necessarily that the houses were bad, but if you couldn't get out of your driveway, I was looking at it like, to what you just said, John, one of two things: either people can't get out or EMS can't get in if there needs to be, you know, if there's a situation where you need emergency response.
And I'm telling you, if you live around in those kind of areas, you know, you need to be thinking about this, because it can happen at any time.
Yeah, this was totally out of the blue, by the way. The weather forecast was, there's no, like, zero, like there was like a 3% chance of rain, you know. And again, I wasn't there, but I talked to one of my neighbors that was. He was scheduled to go on a call at 6 o'clock, a phone call. He works from home, scheduled to go on a call at 6 o'clock. At 5:30, he was sitting on his porch having a little bit of food with his wife, and they were sitting in the sunshine, right? Yeah. They're sitting in the sunshine on his porch, and it started to get a little dark. And at like 5:46 or 5:47, it was like 15 minutes. He actually had popped into the house to get ready to go for his call. And the next thing he knows, all hell had broken loose. Yeah. And he's like, and then of course the power went out and blah, blah, blah. Everything went down. And he's like, and he goes outside. He's like, what the hell happened? Like this wasn't, you didn't even see it kind of thing.
Yeah.
And you know, and then it was just game on, you know, and it was just crazy. So the point is that, and we're not saying become a prepper, you know, we always have a couple of extra gallons of water hanging around. We didn't lose any water or anything like that.
But if you live somewhere that you're not close to a lot of things and something like this happens, you know, you kind of need to be prepared, because if the power goes out, you know,
yeah, and we're like 6 miles from the closest store, which isn't far, but it's also not close. 6 miles is a long way if you're walking,
or
right?
You can't get out.
or you can't get out. Well, you can always get out via your foot trucks, right? You can always walk. You can always climb over things or walk around things. But 6 miles is a long haul.
That's a hike. And if you had to go somewhere, you know, if you got a big, huge tree across the street, you know.
Yep. You're not.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere. So it's just kind of one of those things, you know, like we literally cooked on, we didn't have power for 2.5 days. So we cooked on the grill, you know, we made coffee on the grill. Well, actually we moved into the camper. So it worked out okay, 'cause we had the camper, but not everybody has a camper, but we still cooked on the grill because we had no other place to cook. We had an electric stove in the house that was toast, you know, or not functioning. And so, you know, we had that, we did have water never went down. Although what actually happened is I live in Forsyth County, Georgia, and the power went down at the water plant, and the power was down at the water plant for, I can't remember. I want to say almost 20 hours. So there actually was a water issue in that the pumps weren't running. So there wasn't,
we've got these stories. I got to tell you that, you know, for all you folks that live in, hurricane land, you know, you've got your long stories.
I mean,
we've had some bit, and man, I'll tell you, when you live down in, you know, you live down in Florida or the Carolinas or what, if you get hit by a hurricane, you know, I know all you guys have generators and all that kind of stuff.
You're all laughing at me.
Yeah, right? you're all laughing because you've been out of power for a month or two, or if you went through Andrew down in South Florida, you know, you couldn't even find your way around there. There were no street signs.
Man, I'll tell you, I drove. It's you know, my parents used to live in the Florida Keys, right, Johnny? Yeah. And I remember when Andrew went through Homestead and it came up through there.
You can't find your way around.
Oh my God.
And there was no GPSs back then.
No. And it was, what was amazing about that was you're driving down I-95 headed to Homestead, Florida, out of Miami. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, hey, this isn't where'd the hurricane hit. And all of a sudden you hit this like mile and a half wide swath where it looked like a tornado went through a mile and a half wide swath and it ripped down.
It looked like an atomic bomb went
off. Everything.
Yeah. Well, I was down there right after that happened. It was a mess.
Oh my God, it was horrible. And so it pays to be somewhat, you know, be somewhat prepared. And so I helped one of my neighbors get a tree off her roof, and then I tarped her roof because she had a hole about 24 inches in diameter in her roof where the tree went through. And as I know, here in Georgia in the summertime, you get thunderstorms in the afternoon pretty regularly. And I'm like, man, we got to get a tarp on this thing or you're going to have more damage than you have now, you know? So we tarp that up. Larry generally doesn't do heights. This was a particular good one. I don't have any pictures of me on the roof. And the reason is my wife would not take pictures because she was afraid I was going to fall off the roof.
Right.
And it's normally not something I actually do, but for whatever reason, this one presented its opportunity where I felt safe the whole time when I was working on it. And had it been 10 feet farther to one side, I would have said that's a no-go for this cat.
Yeah, right.
But it happened to be right by a big brick chimney that I had actually done some roof on that work or done some work on that roof at the chimney. And I was like, yeah, I'm okay with this as long as I can get that one branch that was hanging out. And I did. I got it out. I used the chainsaw. Don't do this at home, folks. I used the chainsaw with one hand, cut that branch off. It went crashing down. And then I actually lobbed the branch up. And the minute I cut it, it rolled over. I made sure there was nothing. I trimmed all the brush off so nothing would hook me. And it rolled off the tree and took out about 40 feet of her deck railing. But that was better than the alternative. Yeah. And the deck was shot by then anyway. There had been three trees that landed on the deck. So
the insurance company has their hands full right now.
Well, and this was one where, this while 40 feet of deck railing might not be so great, you know, it might be an expensive repair. Repairing the whole insides of the house because of the 2 foot hole, 2 foot hole, big hole in the roof, you know, is going to be considerably more than that.
Oh yeah, guys, that's a mess. But you know, the point of all this is, you know, be prepared. It can happen at any time.
Yep.
And speaking of that, I gotta get some two cycle, mix up some two cycle gasoline because I just used it.
And there you go.
You just bring up a good point, especially, yeah, you know, when it gets this hot and it's been so hot out, something's got to give.
Right. Right.
Something's going to give. Yep, so, sure you know, if you're in the pathway of that, boy, watch out.
Yep. So. And just, and it's just kind of one of those things, you know, it's going to happen sometime, and just be prepared. Now I know I will get some business out of all of this work that I did, and I did it all pro bono. I did charge her for taking the tree off the top of the roof because of the, whew, man, it was a little bit hairy. I'm not going to lie. But I did, you know, I charged her for that, but at the same time, I charged her a very reasonable rate for this kind of work, being storm work like that. And my whole goal was to just get that house buttoned up before the rain came. And sure enough, it did. It rained that night, and it rained all night. I was like, oh, thank God we got those tarps up.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. So anyway.
All right, Larry, anything else?
I don't know, Johnny. Do you think they have storms in outer space?
Solar storms.
Solar storms. Do you think they do the kind of damage that
worse?
You think so?
Much worse.
Man, can
Flash,
you believe
you're
it?
Gone. You're gone.
Wow, look at that. Yep. All right, folks, if you do enjoy the Handyman Pros Radio Show, tell your friends and neighbors. Go to our YouTube channel, Handyman Pros Radio Show, and take a look at our faces for radio, as I like to say. If you want to see some of the facial expressions that we use and some of the oys, you know, those kinds of things, you'll understand a little bit more. If you have any questions or comments, please send us an email, questions@handymanprosradioshow.com. We will take show ideas. We'll do all kinds of good groovy stuff with that. Also, we do have a Facebook group. We've been doing a lot on the Facebook group lately. I did post all the pictures, or most of the pictures that I have for this storm out there on Facebook. And so they're at Handyman Pros on Facebook. I posted all that out. I put a post up. It also actually shows my dog. My dog does not like thunderstorms, and she had wedged herself into a cubby hole. She was so panicked. Anyway, with that, we will see you next week on the Handyman Pros Radio Show.